A review of the Jerry Sandusky child abuse investigation by the state attorney general Kathleen Kane has found no evidence that Governor Tom Corbett played politics with the probe back when he was running the office and running for governor. But the release of Kane's highly anticipated review today does offer a few surprises and generate some new controversy. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joins me now to catch up on the day's developments. And Dave, first a refresher. Why did the state attorney general launch an investigation of the Sandusky investigation?
Yeah, well, you'll remember that 2 years ago, Kathleen Kane, when she was running as a Democrat for attorney general, absolutely hammered Tom Corbett on the Sandusky probe. She noted that it took more than 2.5 years after his office got the case before they actually arrested Sandusky, the Penn State assistant football coach. And she said taking so long left Sandusky in place and kids in danger. And Kane, by the way, who had a history as a child abuse prosecutor, says she would have moved much more quickly to get that predator off the street. She promised to investigate the investigation if she got elected.
And indeed, she got elected, notably the first woman and the first Democrat ever as state attorney general. What does her investigation find?
Well, first of all, Dave, she chose a credible guy to do it, former federal prosecutor Jeffrey Moulton, to conduct what was a very thorough investigation, dozens of interviews, thousands of emails reviewed. And when he presented it today, he uttered words that Governor Corbett no doubt was waiting to hear.
We found no direct evidence that electoral politics influenced any important decision made in the investigation. In fact, there's nothing in the documentary record or witness interviews to suggest that then-Attorney General Corbett gave any instructions at all about how to conduct the investigation of Sandusky.
Moulton also found that some of the specific decisions in the investigation that Kane criticized, Dave, like taking the case to a grand jury, which can be a laborious process, rather than charging him immediately, were debatable but reasonable decisions. I mean, they found that initially there was one victim, not the best witness, and had they brought that case and lost it, it would have made it less likely that other victims would have come forward. I will note, Dave, that Governor Corbett has quickly issued a statement saying, hey, this is what we said all along. This was a professionally handled investigation, free of politics, that nailed a predator and put him away.
Well, perhaps professionally handled and free of politics, but the report nonetheless does have some criticism of the investigation, too.
Oh, it does. Yeah. You know, I mean, remember, this did take 2.5 years to bring charges. And it's worth reading the details here. You can get them online. There's a link on my blog on newsworks.org if you want to go there. But the report says there were periods of many months over the course of the investigation, which there just didn't seem to be much activity on the case. And in the news conference today, Kane jumped on that finding.
This report also shows long periods of inexcusable, and by inexcusable I mean that even the parties involved couldn't offer an excuse for the delays, and delays that quite honestly are unfathomable.
Dave, the report was particularly critical of the decision to wait so long, more than 2 years before executing a search of Sandusky's home. There was plenty of reason to do that early, Moulton found, and when they did finally search Sandusky's home, they got plenty of good evidence, including leads on other victims.
Well, Dave, regarding victims, apparently there's a new allegation that the delays permitted Sandusky to molest victims that otherwise might have been spared.
Yeah, now this is actually not in the report, but was offered by Kane at the news conference. When a reporter finally asked, do you know of any victims who were assaulted while the investigation was underway, Moulton said that was outside the scope of his review, but Kane was ready to respond.
I'll take that. Yes, we do have two individuals who indicated that they were abused by Sandusky, both in the fall of 2009.
And that was just a few months, Dave, after the Attorney General's office had begun its investigation. Perhaps if they'd arrested Sandusky or even searched his home, it's conceivable those assaults might have been prevented. Kane says these are not victims that have been previously included in the criminal prosecution. She won't say any more about them. However, I'm going to quickly add, a couple of hours after the news conference, Frank Fina, who had supervised the Sandusky investigation, walked into the Capitol press room in Harrisburg to challenge the findings of the report and specifically said he doesn't know of any two victims in that period. He says there's one person he's aware of whose story included some allegations in the fall of 2009, but those allegations were not regarded as credible. We'll see where this dispute goes.
And so the Corbett investigation is deemed to be free of politics, but this entire story, of course, is pregnant with political implications. Corbett's running for re-election. Kane was regarded as a rising star in the Democratic Party. What's the impact of this report on each of them?
Well, this has to be a relief for Tom Corbett, who's behind in the polls in his race against Democrat Tom Wolf for re-election. I asked pollster and Franklin and Marshall political analyst Terry Madonna what it means for Kathleen Kane.
There isn't any doubt that she's got some proverbial egg on the face, because the charge that Tom Corbett played political football with the Sandusky investigation has proven not to be true. And so I think that her rising star has been blunted, to put it mildly.
Yeah, ouch. However, one caveat here. Madonna notes that there are a lot of people in central Pennsylvania, including many Republicans, who are angry not because Corbett took so long on the Sandusky investigation, but because the whole scandal and its fallout brought down Joe Paterno, embarrassed Penn State, and brought those heavy sanctions on the football program. So Madonna says Corbett still has a Penn State problem.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies on Newsworks Tonight.